Last week, Joel Gibbard won the UK leg of the James Dyson Award for his 3D printed prosthetic hand. Joel will now go on to represent the UK in the International Dyson Awards. Winning any type of award is always good, obviously, but why are we excited about this one? Peter Cowley, tech investor, is in the studio to tell us more. Hello, Peter.
Hi there.
What is the Dyson Award?
Well, many people will have heard of Dyson and the various forms of domestic appliances he's produced. About 8 or 9 years ago, he set up a charity specifically to entice engineering students, product design students from 18 countries around the world to enter into this award, which is really just to find the best product that would solve a problem, an engineering problem.
Okay, I see. And tell us a little bit more about this year's winner. What is this prosthetic hand?
This hasn't yet won the international award. It might do, of course.
So this has just won the UK leg to get into sort of
the final ones were announced just before Christmas. This is, in fact, a bionic hand. And the idea behind this is it's 3D printed, so it looks like a hand. If you one looks online, you can see that they're doing versions which are purely plastic, and the ones that are covered, which look the right sort of colour for a hand. But the important thing about it is that it's driven by electrical signals in muscles in the forearm, so that with some training and some tuning or tweaking, one will be able to actually operate the fingers and the thumb and pick items up just by effectively doing what one would have done before if one had or still had a hand.
Okay, and this is not available already yet in the prosthetics industry?
I'm not one of the judges on this panel, so I can't answer that, but clearly there's some very high-profile judges who've chosen this thing. I mean, there's various things about it. A, it's open source, which is slightly unusual. B, it's already got some funding from the crowd, for some product funding. And C, it's apparently going to be considerably cheaper than anything else that's out there at the moment.
So lots of positives there. How much will this win, and will that then take it off the ground and into the wider world? What's the scope for?
No, if this will have won about £5,000. If it wins the international award, it'll win about £30,000. Those numbers are not big enough, clearly, to actually generate a product and get out into the market. So there are various other ways of doing that.
You mentioned the crowdsourcing.
The crowd, yes. Well, there's various forms of crowdsourcing. This is a product crowdsourcing, but there's also crowdsourcing of loans, which may not be possible for an early stage business, or crowdsourcing of equity. But there are other ways of getting equity into a business. So it commonly takes some hundreds of thousands of dollars or pounds or euros just to start up a business, and this prize won't be anything like enough to do that.
Just giving them a little, perhaps, an edge. And in terms of previous winners, are there any that we might have heard of?
The one that's probably the most successful of all the international awards at the moment, you probably haven't heard of, it's called Plumis, which is a fire suppression system for the home. There are many thousands of homes already fitted with them, but even the people who've got them fitted won't necessarily know the product. It's one of these things like
top
a fire extinguisher that sits in the corner and doesn't do anything until there's a fire. And this system works by mist. So this is very high, very small mist droplets which float in the air and they get pulled into a flame. Yeah, so the idea behind it is it would either fit underneath the tap or on the wall, be set off by a heat alarm, not by a smoke alarm, and then it will put the fire out. At the same time, of course, the alarm's going off and one hopefully get out of the building quickly. But if one was disabled or asleep, perhaps, then this has got a good chance of saving the person.
I guess it gives you a bit more time, perhaps, if you're disabled.
Exactly.
It's not easy if you're in a wheelchair to get out of the house as quickly as you might like.
Yeah, it's not just time, but it also could put the fire out. I mean, the collateral damage, if you had a fire in the bottom floor of a block of flats, imagine what that could do there. The other thing about sprinklers is sprinklers distribute an awful lot of water. This mist system uses about 8 times less, so the actual damage after the fire's put out is much less.
Yeah, because I've actually, sadly, a friend had a fire, and actually one of the most damaging things was the water,
water
but
afterwards.
Also the smoke as well. The smoke was really damaging.
Yeah.
So are these both things a cheap alternative to what we already had? Is there anyone who's invented something that just wasn't there before, that's completely like new on the market?
There's a really cunning one, which I actually met the guy, the inventor, a couple of years ago, which is to try and stop fish that are too small being picked up in a net. It's hard to imagine on the radio this, but it's a little device that's the size of a ring, which allows little fish to swim through. So this is actually in the mesh of the fishing net. Mm-hmm. So every now and then there'll be a little ring. And the important thing about it, this ring is actually illuminated. So underwater, the fish, for whatever reason, and then attracted to this illumination, and then they will swim and they'll get into safety. So because there's tens of millions of tons of fish wasted because it's either the wrong type or they're too small.
Is it an engagement ring? Because I was thinking there might be female fish, you see, and they might be attracted to a very sparkly.
This is remarkably good for somebody who's just got back from Australia. How do you manage that joke, Chris?
That's why I made it, because okay. For me, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Thank you so much, Peter. Peter Kelly, Tech Investor. Thank you.